Next, we'll hear a plea from a listener. Save and salvage more garden plants. The wild weather has made for some surprises, pushing some species towards an early death, but bringing on others. Wayne Amiel has an urban garden in London that's grown by mixing plants found in skips with new young ones too. This weekend he's in Wales with friends and told me more.
I'm in the beautiful Pembrokeshire National Park. Friends have a beautiful house and a former vicarage, and their garden is stunning. It's about an acre. And there's a stream down one side of it, and it's also next to one of the oldest Normandy towers in Wales, and it's absolutely stunning.
And if we fall silent, we can probably, on BH, misidentify the birds around you. So let's, let's just listen to those old birds. So there's some birds there that in the past we've easily misidentified. And can... I mean, you're a BH listener, I mean, for your own reasons.
Yes.
We won't judge you. But can you can you paint the picture for us? You know,
I will.
Tell us.
Well, it's a beautiful garden in the sense that it's still fairly new. There's magenta pinks and there's white roses and yellow roses. They look absolutely gorgeous at the moment. Lots of foxgloves are still just hanging on. There's insects everywhere, bees everywhere.
Many of us are... dealing with small gardens. Listeners to Radio 4 will undoubtedly have full range. There'll be people with big gardens. But do you feel that all of us can perhaps recycle plants more, save plants more, as opposed to buying new for each season?
Absolutely. I only have a small London garden, and my favourite thing is to bring plants back to life. Every garden centre, every superstore has a section which I call half off. They look dead. But I go for those. There's lots of things you can do and bring them back to life. I don't necessarily keep them for myself. I'm often giving them away. Sometimes I don't go with my scheme, but I can't bear the thought of waste. And I'm always looking in skips, because when people are doing their houses, quite often the gardens are turned in London anyway, are turned into building sites, and the builders rip out these plants, and I often bring them home. I'm not even sure what they are.
What's been your biggest success, your most unlikely bring back?
Well, this twig, which everybody said, it's just a bit of stick, and it's now a beautiful lilac.
What colour?
Purple. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And how small...
And it's my pride and joy.
How small then and how big now?
Well, I would have said it was about a metre high when I'd salvaged it from the skip, and now it's about 3 metres high, but it's my favourite plant.
How can we salvage a plant? I mean, I've been guilty of killing many a thing. Radio programmes,
well, you may...
conversations, plants. I mean, how do you bring them back?
Well, you may not have killed them. One of the things we're guilty of is disposing of plants too quickly. Quite often, as long as the roots are there, quite often they will come back. My top tip is to have a look at the roots and see what the root system's like, and then cut off quite a bit of the foliage and then simply water it and give it love.
And what is the concept of your own garden? Because it's so successful, you now open it to members of the public.
Yes, under the NGS, I open every other year. And it's only a small London garden, but I usually get about 170 people come. And it's all money, raises money for good causes. And I open it every other year in July. And the concept of my garden is Clapham meets Jamaica.
Did Clapham need to meet Jamaica?
I call it a no-taste Jamaican garden. Because I don't like gardens that all the pastels are together, all the hot colours are together. I like everything to clash. And because I have so many pots, my garden, the unique thing about my garden is the pots. I can grow things next to each other that wouldn't normally grow together if they were in a bed, because they like different conditions.
And do you feel that, listening to Radio 4, the tiny gardener, the urban gardener, is given enough respect?
No, I don't. I mean, I think the majority of people have small urban gardens, and I quite often find myself getting cross, thinking they need to cover more normal-sized gardens.
We had to cut him off there because we've got the archers in 15 minutes. Wayne's Garden Blog, if you want to Google or whatever the browser word is these days, search, you can see more, and we'll tweet some photographs.